USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protesters in Louisville are angry with today's decision not to charge any officers with shooting Breonna Taylor. The protests began peaceful but have since turned violent. These rioters confront a man and his wife trying to defend their business. President Trump sat down with attorney generals from across the country on Wednesday. One of the things discussed was mail-in voting.
What's going on with balloting will prove to be one of the great catastrophes in the history of our country, even beyond elections.
President Trump also saying Democrats are using the coronavirus to scam the system. President Trump now leading a news conference. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We all have health goals, but let's face it. You are living in some fantasy world if you think you are suddenly about to start eating better. In fact, have you thought of this? How many different servings of fruit have you eaten today? How many servings of vegetables? And sorry, Dad, French fries and ketchup don't count. The experts recommend eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. That's where Balance of Nature comes in. With three fruit and three veggie capsules, Balance of Nature gives you all your daily recommended servings and contains 31 different fruits and vegetables. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Change your life now by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hearings galore on Capitol Hill. Aside from a hearing on COVID going on in the Senate, Fed Chair Jerome Powell is testifying before a Democratic-led House hearing to which House Minority Whip Steve Scalise is praising the Fed chairman for his leadership.
As we work together through this, I just want to thank you for keeping a steady hand at the Federal Reserve, which has been so important as we start seeing this economic recovery.
Powell telling the committee there are signs that the economy is improving.
Many economic indicators show marked improvement. Household spending looks to have recovered about three-quarters of its earlier decline, likely owing in part to federal stimulus payments and expanded unemployment benefits.
A self-described anarchist in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, pled guilty to destroying a police car during the George Floyd protests. The man admitting to his criminal acts and expressing remorse, he was charged with a federal offense and indicted by a grand jury. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
California Governor Gavin Newsom's latest executive order bans the sale of new gas-powered vehicles in California by 2035. Newsom says of all the crises the state is facing, climate change has the most long-lasting impacts. Newsom says the transportation sector is responsible for more than half of all of California's carbon pollution. Former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg is helping Floridians with felony convictions vote. He's paying off court fines for nearly 32,000 former inmates. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz believes Bloomberg is breaking the law.
In fact, I believe there may be a criminal investigation already underway of the Bloomberg-connected activities in Florida. Chapter 104.061 Florida statute says that it is a third-degree felony for someone to either directly or indirectly provide something of value to impact whether or not someone votes. So the question is whether or not paying off someone's fines and legal obligations counts as something of value, and it clearly does.
A fourth-grade student in Massachusetts is getting a COVID-19 test after the school nurse sent him home for sneezing. The 9-year-old student said his teacher sent him to the nurse's office for COVID-19-related symptoms after sneezing twice. The school saying they are just following the protocols put in place by the district. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.